Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Smoke and unhealthy air are still threatening parts of our region, a byproduct of those wildfires. The North Coast Air Quality Management Agency is saying that fires near the Trinity-Humboldt County line are continuing to cause problems with the air, especially with those who are sensitive and with breathing issues. The agency is saying that the air has been stagnant and settles at night. It warns that the air rises to unhealthy levels at night when it settles. The agency has been monitoring air quality throughout the region. Congressman Jared Huffman has gotten an up-close and personal look at the illegal pot business on public land. Wednesday, the congressman toured a campsite in Trinity County where investigators found 2,000 plants in a forest. On his website, Huffman said they also found garbage, illegal landscaping, and water diversion, and evidence of camping. Authorities had already arrested occupants of the camp, but while Huffman was there, investigators were seizing cell phones and other records of the business. He was flown into the region by National Guard helicopter. The family of a missing Humboldt County college student is hoping for good news as searchers look for him. Lucius Robbie of Orleans has disappeared somewhere between Idaho and Montana, where he was headed for college for the year. The 21-year-old is a native of Orleans but had been working as a kayak guide for an Idaho company. He left work for college on the 19th and was supposed to have arrived at college the next day. He told friends he was camping overnight and was driving a 1997 Subaru Outback. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a woman holding onto a car being driven on McKinleyville streets on Tuesday morning. When deputies spotted the car being driven by a 63-year-old father of the woman holding onto the roof of the Honda sedan, the driver initially refused to pull over. When he did, deputies spoke with the woman on top of the car. The father didn't want the daughter taking a car to college, and so he grabbed the keys and started driving away. That's when the daughter jumped on the roof. The father said he knew his daughter was on the roof, so he drove slowly and that he initially ignored the patrol car because he didn't want to pull over on a busy street. The father was detained, later taken for a mental health evaluation, and the car was returned to its rightful owner. The flags are flying outside all of the city of Eureka's buildings. They're being flown at half-staff through Friday in honor of Eureka native Sergeant Christopher Mullally. Mullally, a 2006 graduate of Eureka High, was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, as a member of the 1st Cavalry Division and died on August 22nd. His death was a non-combat-related incident and occurred in Afghanistan. Mullally's death is under investigation by the Army. He served in both Iraq and Afghanistan and leaves behind a wife and two children. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Trail supporters are excited now that the Transportation Commission has approved grants totaling more than $5 million for trail projects around Humboldt Bay. The city of Eureka received $2.5 million for the Eureka Waterfront Trail, and the Humboldt Bay Trail from Eureka to Arcata received $3.1 million in funding. Construction on the new trail could begin in 2015. The 3.2-mile trail from Eureka to Arcata will cost a total of $5.3 million and will feature a Class 1 bikeway, which is paved, two directional paths separated from streets and highways, and will accommodate both pedestrians and cyclists. City Council member Susan Ornelas said in a statement that the trail has been in the works for 10 years and the number one desired pedestrian bicycle project in the county. In addition to funding for Eureka and Arcata, Fortuna also received nearly $1 million for its Safe Routes to School program as well. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.